Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, nutbags. Are you ready to have your fingers blown off by a Roman candle of perverted evil, culturally insensitive, sort of metal-themed hilarity? Well, good, because I'm pretty sure this is the only show that will do that for you. Here's the Metal Injection live cast.
That's not the only thing we'll do for you. Hey, now.
I don't get it.
Yeah, what else are we going to do?
I don't know. There's, like, a cute girl.
Talk them to death.
I'll talk to her.
You just said cute girl and you looked at me.
I meant in the chat.
Noah has a crush on you.
Already?
Let's reveal it. Come on.
No, I think Rob
it's
has...
too late,
I think,
Noah.
I think Rob has a crush on me
it's
because...
It's too late. The time has passed.
He just called me a cute girl, and I saw him on Saturday, and he told me I looked very pretty.
First of all, that couldn't be further from the truth. You're nowhere near the age of a girl.
Oh.
Right, Sid?
Yeah.
She's like 40.
It's true.
Only on the outside.
Jeez. Welcome to the Metal Injection live cast. There are fireworks going off tonight. All up in Noah's face.
Is that what that is?
I don't know. Rob here, of course, joined by 3D, Sid, Noah, and Sean back. Sean, where were you last week?
I was running errands, and then I saw Off With Their Heads at Meeting Factory.
So running errands is more important than the Metal Injection
That's
live cast.
That's a band.
Yeah, no, running oh. errands. Zing! Good job, good save. No, I moved this weekend, so I had to, like, take care of a bunch of shit. I had to go
like
get
buying a duvet cover or something?
Yeah. And I had to get a new seat for my bidet at my new Hell's Kitchen apartment.
Naturally, I mean.
Watch out, don't tell people where you live.
That's true.
They'll find you.
It has triple jets.
Don't tell people
you really
have
a bidet.
No, but there's jets in my tub. If you guys ever want to come over and use them.
They're extras from West Side Story. They just hang out.
Yes. I just come home every day.
Da-da-da-da-da. Yes. You're like, Sean, Sean, crazy Sean. Why you got a bidet, Sean?
And then we hold hands and swing knives around and spin in circles.
Hello, everybody. The gang is all back.
I guess that's what you can call it.
All five of us.
We're a gang.
You have them 3 weeks, not all together, right?
Right.
Do we cut people?
We do.
With knives?
Isn't that what gangs do?
Or with insults?
Yeah, I was going to say with our own sense of humor.
Cut each other down.
Spice is a little stretch.
What's our number, guys? Oh, I know. It's 646-929-1357. That's our number, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Call in.
That's a private conversation, Sid.
Noah's got her IMs displayed in full size.
Well, it's Amiibo IM.
Yeah.
On top
of
the chat.
Who are you talking to over there, Noah?
Someone
Jenny.
In
the chat room is IMing Noah, and I want to know who it is. I don't believe it's Jenny.
You have
Jenny.
The guy
if
you're talking
flooring in Pennsylvania or whatever that was?
If you're talking to anybody in the chat, Noah, you have to share with the rest of us.
Yeah.
That's the rule. This is a live cast chat.
I think Noah was cybering with Groban. That's what it was.
Jenny should just call in if she wants to talk to you.
Yeah.
Jenny is in Ecuador.
Why?
Again?
She can't call in, so she's listening through the stream.
Why is she in Ecuador?
She has family.
If she can listen to
Are you blind? We don't have family?
And she said she's going to call in later.
Speaking of family, there's a rumor that Sean's parents are listening in tonight.
Both of them. And I hope that we can call them and or they will call in.
Now, how does that work? Like, do they gather around the fireplace with their 486 computer, launch up Windows 3.1 into IE4? Yes.
Oh, well, I don't think
do they have Flash? Do they have Flash in Chicago?
Oh, are you kidding me? No, it's the green screen Apple computer.
He told them it was going to be a fireside chat. The FDR. That's really our
No,
show.
I don't think they're actually on yet because they had to dial up.
So what kind of, you know, reaction would they have to our show? Are they kind of laid back or are they...
They actually said they enjoy it, except for the incredibly perverted stuff.
Wait. So they listened before?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if together they did, but on separate occasions.
But you have mentioned though that they've talked about having sex with each other in front of you.
Yeah, I don't know if they were listening to that episode, but thank you for throwing
that. Now they have a reason to go back and download.
So exactly. I figured they'd have more of a laid back demeanor.
Oh, they're incredibly laid back.
That's good.
But, they're that right now, Darren.
Huh?
Yeah. There's a possibility they're doing that right now while listening.
I don't want to speculate.
That's really laid back.
That'd be really irresponsible. Yep.
I think the only thing that really put him off was that, I don't know if it was cancer scare, but it was you from Sexual Jeopardy for about 4 minutes.
Oh, man.
Did you hear that again today?
Let's cue that up. You got that, Rob? I don't have it.
And then my dad had explained to my mom that that's just what the kids find funny.
Well, you should have explained that when we actually recorded that, I wasn't me just saying, you know, kids shitting on pussies and, you know, it was like interspersed with a game show.
There was context.
No, I told him exactly that's just what you said. Verbatim.
I apologize, Sean's parents. Here it is.
But so, yeah, Skip and Kathy in Algonquin, Illinois.
Hi, Skip. Hi, Kathy.
Is that Kathy with a C or a K?
Kathy with a K.
And Skip with a C or a K?
With a K.
Skip, like
we're all about the K's.
Like the KKK, Sean? Is that what you're all about?
No, only
that's
two.
Three K's.
Hey, I didn't shave my head for no reason.
That's what Sid said last week.
Oh, my God, so your parents know that I like drugs.
Exactly.
Wait, Rob, can your mom and dad call in since they listen, too?
I don't know if my mom listens. My dad listens, but no, he's not.
Why?
We can have like a parent conference.
Yeah, he speaks English.
You're talking over the the dirty words.
I'm doing that on purpose.
Oh, all right. Yeah, Rob's father just got an English course. He's doing pretty good with that.
Old police academy video.
They confiscated his cell phone though. Said he might have been part of himself.
While
dogging your partner, how many times you
smash your head into the wall for
deeper
penetration,
tap
the head of your cock on her forehead.
Rob is really happy that we're listening to
him. He's
human
chicken.
When eating pussy, certainly nothing goes
wrong. Chicken. All I see is the bite.
You may have trouble keeping still, forcing each other's asshole, pulling out of a dry vagina.
All right.
We should just do the whole show with this on.
In the background, yes.
It adds a certain ambiance.
Very elegant.
I think we've all done that at some point, taking shit during a woman's period. I mean, there's always some woman having her period somewhere. Got to take a shit. You can't just hold it.
Alright.
Speaking of taking a shit on a woman, Darren, you saw Human Centipede this week.
Yeah.
Oh, did you?
Want to give us your review?
It's kind of hard to review the movie because it's just from beginning to end completely unredeeming in any possible way. It's like,
wait.
There's no. Do you know how, do you know, you weren't here, you know what the Human Centipede is?
Yeah, I heard it was this generation's On the Waterfront. Right?
I think that's actually what they say about the last Moscow Metal Minute. It's
it's a movie about a crazy surgeon who decides to link women's. Just for the audience.
Oh, okay.
To link three people mouth to anus so that food goes in, becomes shit, and goes through the whole digestive system of each person.
And take out kneecaps too, so they spread around.
He takes the kneecaps also so that it's harder for them to escape, but. But you know how what I was thinking while watching it is like, you know, when you watch a Jason movie or a Freddy movie, there's like some kind of social commentary there, like he's killing people that are having sex or, you know, or a lot of horror movies, there's some kind of satire going on, like, or the killer represents. No, it's just a window into disgusting shit. And that's it. And that's the whole movie, and it never gets better, and it ends like that, and that's it. The window closes, and then you're done. It's the absolutely most disgusting, unredeeming 2-hour experience I've ever had in my life.
Would you ever repeat it?
No, I mean, there's nothing to see once you've seen it. You know, it's like, plus, there's not even, like, I remember I was talking to you online, and you said, oh, we should just play that while we're doing the show just to gross everyone out. But we can't use sound, so there's no... There's nothing gross visually, really, in the movie.
Oh, they don't even show anything?
They don't. They just imply things. Like, there's one part where they're all in the centipede form, and there's a Japanese guy in the front. He can't talk English. He only speaks, yells out of Japanese, grunts all the time. So he's like, oh, my God, I have to shit. I'm so sorry. Forgive me, right? And then he shits.
Oh.
You don't see any shit come out. It's like you just see him say that. And then you see the girl behind him go,
But they wear diapers and stuff, right?
Yeah, but the diaper just encloses, like...
Oh, the person's face.
Yeah, like the ass is exposed, but the face is sewn into the asshole. So, like, it's all...
Asphyxiated and diarrhea.
Yeah. It's just... It's,
so, her mouth is just... Oh, how do they breathe?
Through the nose. The nose is exposed. Eyes are exposed.
Of course.
Listen, there's a way to make a human centipede, and a wrong way to make it.
The worst part about
Wait a
it,
minute.
Think about it.
We can turn the live cast into a human centipede.
Oh, my God. I'm the front. Call me.
Damn it.
Dibs.
I'm the guy who shows everybody.
Caboose.
I'm going to be in the front, Darren.
That's okay. I'm just shitting in someone's mouth.
True.
No.
I don't want to be behind Darren.
I want to be the last tier. I want to get, like, the third degree shit.
Well, you got to think, it's not only shit. You got to figure when the person gets shit in their mouth, they probably are so grossed out they throw up.
No, but he removed their, gag reflex.
Oh, really?
So they can't puke.
Oh, okay.
Wow, he really thought of everything.
Yeah. Because I thought it would be awesome if you throw up and then eventually you're so hungry that you just eat the shit throw up mix.
Well,
and then it happens to
well,
the
your
next
mouth
person.
Is only so big.
The funny thing is, like, there's a 5-minute sequence where he has them all strapped into a bed before he did anything to them. And he does a PowerPoint presentation.
Of like,
here's what I'm going to do to you. I'm going to link with different slides, like, and then he goes, and then he shows them all connected.
What font did he use?
With it's drawing. There's no text on the PowerPoint. Yeah, I know. But he's German, so maybe he can't really write in English, you know. But that guy, I found out, he's been in 50 movies. You know, he's like a famous guy in Germany. He was in a... I think Lex. He was in some American sci-fi show. I guess it was Lex.
Isn't that fantastic? He got in the last couple of years. He got two famous German actors that are really unknown in America. One of them gets plucked out of obscurity to be in Inglourious Basterds, and he wins an Oscar for it.
And this guy's and a caterpillar. Wonderful.
And they both play like really psychopathic guys too.
One gets an Oscar. The other one might get a Razzie.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
And the first one is now the villain in Green Hornet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, good for him.
Yeah. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. With Seth Rogen.
I don't think I could take him seriously as a villain, though, after seeing him interviewed all the time. He's such a happy,
very jovial
warm guy, yeah.
True.
I can't buy him.
I'm very disappointed in your review, though, of the human caterpillar.
Why is that?
I don't know. I just have a thing for those kind of like...
First of all...
Like, honestly, I thought it was going to be, like, terrible, but have an ounce of... Like redeeming quality, like you're saying teeth. Do you see teeth?
No,
the girl got teeth in her vagina.
No,
and like that
I've
was,
seen trailers for that.
Like that was, it was shitty, but at the same point, it was just shitty enough to be ridiculously enjoyable.
Oh, so you mean on my review? I thought you meant you were disappointed.
No. Yeah, in your review, in your.
I'm so sorry.
In your syntax and grammar, I was very sorry. But
I take a lot of pride in my reviews. That's why. Yeah.
No, or like. Poultrygeist.
Yes.
Or fucking, do you guys see Dead Girl? One word. It was like, where two high school kids find, like, they go into an abandoned mental hospital and find this broad in the, like, strapped to a table in the back room. And, like, she tries to attack them or something. And then they try to kill her and she doesn't die. But instead of, like, calling the cops or doing any kind of thing, they decide to fuck her. And use her as, pimp her out as, like, a prostitute or whatever to their friends at school, but then she's like some sort of demon.
Was she hot?
Actually, yeah.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
And she was buck naked, so I think that's what got the gears turning in their heads when they found her, you know.
I'll tell you what movie was like in the same vein as The Human Centipede, but it was done right, and it was done like with an attempt at least, first of all, not to take it that seriously, and also to have some kind of social commentary involved in it, and that was Society. You ever see that one?
No.
It's with Billy Warlock. He's like a soap opera actor or whatever, but he's a kid, and he's like kind of a rich kid. He's like a working class kid, and he moved to a rich neighborhood, I guess. His parents come into some money, whatever, and he's like an outcast there, and one day he's wandering around, and all the people in the town go to this party, and he's like, he walks by the house, and he happens to, like, stumble by the house, and he looks inside the window, and they're all having a massive, like, town orgy.
Whoa.
But
Like, it's all, it's like a, like, first of all, it's incestuous orgy, like, you know, mothers and sons and shit, and their bodies all melt together into, like, a big pool of fucking, just like a flesh pool.
Whoa.
Just really,
finally.
Like, like a human beanbag?
Human flesh pool. You see, like, eyes and bodies melting together and shit, it's really cool. Yeah. But, like, they're, you know, it's kind of commentary on the rich people being aliens, like, they live, you know? And they're all evil motherfuckers, so it's, that's a movie worth checking out. Human Centipede, I would not recommend. I'm like, as if I'm Roger Ebert, I would not recommend this movie.
This is Roger Ebert.
I read his review. Darren linked me to Ebert's review of Human Centipede, and it was great.
It was said it was great.
No,
come on.
No, no.
The review is probably better than the movie.
It's more entertaining, yeah.
Okay.
You pretty
much don't even need to see the movie once.
Wait, did anyone here see Taxidermia?
No.
It was a foreign film that was like banned in America for a little bit. Now it's available on Netflix. And apparently it's like also way, way gross. Like it's supposedly one of the dudes. I haven't seen it yet. I'm just going off of the trailer and shit. Performs taxidermy on himself while still alive. Like, we'll see how fucked up.
Who would think of that?
I don't know.
Have you ever seen Cannibal Holocaust?
Yeah.
How's that? I've heard about that, but I've never.
It's good. I mean, like I put that in the same kind of category as like. There's a lot of impalings, but it's that shitty-ish, you know, I spit on your grave kind of like.
Well, like, wasn't there rumors that it was like real?
Really? I don't know.
I heard that there were rumors
spread
like,
by the
like it was like banned in Italy or something because they thought it was real.
Oh, like the actual footage? Was actually happened.
Yeah. Did you see I Spit on Your Grave? That's I love that movie.
Yeah, I love it. Well, actually, the rape scene is a little off-putting.
Well, no, but I mean, that's what it's supposed to do.
Right.
All right, this woman...
how it was shot. You know, like, up in the corner of the room for, like, 12 minutes straight.
Yeah.
You know, no, like, crazy jump cuts or anything. Like, just, you're literally like a fly on the wall watching this girl get brutally raped.
But the worst part
is hot.
Yeah, she's good.
No, it was like
so it was
in Clockwork Orange, like, when, like, the broad...
Well, she's
flailing all around.
I'd say she's attractive. She's like,
she's attractive.
She's not a supermodel, but it's not hot. I mean, it's not a hot teen.
Yeah.
So no After Dark music.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you could play it if you like. If you like rape,
I'm sure some people in the chat room would dig it. But
if you like rape, you'll love this movie.
Three thumbs up.
Now, so the worst part of that scene though is like they all gang rape her, and then there's like a retard brother or something, and he jumps on last. Right, and they kind of goad him into it. And he's like, no. And then he gets on her, and he just starts massively humping her. Like he's like, I can't come. You're ruining my concentration. I can't come. It's pretty sickening.
And then she comes back and elicits the best revenge
I've
ever seen.
The second half of the movie is just her. They leave her for dead, and she's not dead.
So
she
it's like
finds
Munich.
Them. Yeah, exactly. Like
it's like a naked Munich.
With more Jews.
Oh, nice.
She gets one guy in the bathtub and, like, seduces him. They get naked, and then she cuts his cock off.
Yeah. I like the propeller of the boat.
Oh,
dude,
yeah.
In the
and
lake.
Then how does it end? Does she kill herself at the end or something? Or does she walk off into the sunset?
No, I hope that she just goes and kills more dudes.
Yeah, they don't really show that. She just kills the last guy and walks away, I think.
It's the one that's like those exploitation movies, women, revenge women movies, you know.
Lady Vengeance, you ever see
Lady
that?
Vengeance.
That was pretty good.
No.
Oh, I got Roger Ebert's review.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Just give us some.
Shoot.
It's not death itself that's so bad. I wish I had the Roger Ebert machine. This would be really good. It's what.
It's not death that's so bad.
It's, all right, imagine that while I read this. All right, it's what you might have to go through to get there. No horror film I've seen inflicts more terrible things on its victims than the Human Centipede. You'd have to be very brave to choose this ordeal over simply being murdered. Maybe you'd need to also be insane. I'm about to describe what happens to the film's victims. This will be a spoiler. I don't care because, one, the details are common knowledge in horror film circles, and two, if you don't know, you may be grateful to be warned. This is a movie I don't think I should be coy about. So I skip what, you know, he just describes the
get
plot.
Get the good shit.
All right. Why does he want to commit this atrocity? He's insane, as I've already explained. He also wants to do it because he's in a movie by Tom Six, a Dutch director, whose previous two films averaged 4 out of 10 on IMDb, which is a score so low, very few directors attained it. Six has now made a film deliberately intended to inspire incredulity, nausea, and hopefully outrage. It's being booked as a midnight movie, and is it ever? Boozy fanboys will treat it like a thrill ride.
Boozy. It's like you have to be drunk to even consider enjoying this, is what he's saying.
That's this side of the table.
Yeah. I have long attempted to take a generic approach. In other words, is a film true to its genre and does it deliver what its audiences expect? The Human Centipede scores high on this scale. It's depraved and disgusting enough to satisfy the most demanding midnight movie fan, and it's not simply an exploitation film. The director, for example, makes effective use of the antiseptic interior of Heiter's labyrinthine home. Doors and corridors lead nowhere and anywhere. In a scene where the police come calling, Six wisely has Heiter almost encourage their suspicions. And there's a scene toward the end as a human centipede attempts to escape that's so piteous it transcends horror and approaches tragedy. I am required to award stars to movies I review. This time I refuse to do it. The star rating is unsuited to this film.
Yes.
Is the movie good? Is it bad? Does it matter? It is what it is, and it occupies a world where the stars don't shine.
I give it no stars.
Yeah.
And as I said to Darren, it's like the man hasn't suffered enough. They sit him down and make him watch this fucking miserable movie now. He's got limited time left with us, and this is what he's doing with
it. Would it be funny if they tricked him? They're like, you're going to watch Gladiator.
Toy Story 3.
Oh, I love that movie.
3D glasses. They need to do Human Centipede 3D.
Wait, what is this? This isn't Pixar. No!
His voice box, so he can't even scream for help.
This is not a story of toys.
This is a human centipede
now,
story.
Now he's probably freaked out because what if somebody took his gaping face and like started shitting in it?
Be nice.
Get out of here.
Do that.
I'm sure it was tough when they were scalping the knees.
Too soon.
They're like, he knew what that was about. Knees are like jaws are like knees of the mouth.
But at least his face would be covered, so like we couldn't see his face at least. That's good.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say that. I'm sorry, Roger.
He must be so upset. He probably turned us off by now.
He should be the front, actually, if he was going to be in the human centipede, because he eats only liquid, so like he would produce less poop, and then the second person would be spared.
But he's also an old man.
Yeah.
So the
what if there's urine? Does the urine trickle in?
Yeah, how does that? Do they address that in the movie?
Yeah, where's it now? I think he just pee on the ground, probably.
So, like, crawling around in wet
so this is
carpeting
like a,
or
this
whatever?
Is like a three urethroid animal,
yeah.
Is what it made?
I think that's like, I think,
urethra.
Isn't crawling in piss like the least of your problems when you're human centipede?
No. Junk covered in
shit. How are you going to get a job?
Well, they do it's true.
Roger Ebert is in the chat going, Darren, dude, what the fuck, man? Fuck you, dude.
I already apologized, all right? Don't hold it against me. I'm sorry.
He's going to explode.
He's going to write a negative review.
Does not compute.
Darren is not a thrill ride of the summer. Darren is not a must-see. F you. 0 stars for Darren.
2 thumbs way down.
Human centipede.
The best thing is he doesn't even sound like that. He sounds like his normal voice.
Yeah, but well, he sounds
I don't
like
give a shit.
Like a robotic version of his normal voice.
They went to all that trouble and we're still goofing on him like he's fucking Stephen Hawking.
You ever hear the Uncanny Valley? You know what that is?
No.
It's like the theory that when we make artificial human beings, like they're more believable like if they're less believable. In other words, like cartoons, we can accept them as human because they're so far away from really looking human. But when it's like a human but just a little off, it tends to creep you out more, you know? So they call that the Uncanny Valley. But Roger Ebert's voice to me is like that because he just – it's like just a little off, you know? But it's so fucking weird. It's like it would be better if he had Stephen King Hawking's voice.
Yeah, you know, I agree with that.
Or Stephen King's voice.
Yeah. It would not be better if he had Stephen King's face. He's better with the face he's got.
Little Stevie, come on. He's a good-looking guy.
They kind of look alike now.
I like what he does with
his glasses. Gorgeous.
Stephen King just went into the chat. He said, what the fuck, dude? Darren, come on.
They are really cute. They're on point today with the chat.
That was me. There's no really no one in the chat saying that.
They are not on point.
Someone do that. So I can be
it's probably on a delay where they haven't even gotten it yet.
Oh,
so
true.
It's just hitting them now.
Right. So we'll see it.
Someone just made one of the most obscure references ever in the chat room.
Lay it on me, String Bean. What is it?
Since when is JP from Grandma's Boy in the room with you guys?
I never saw Grandma's Boy.
Has anybody even seen that fucking movie?
I have it.
It was awful.
I have it. On
you own it?
On accident. I got it at the $2 bin at the Hollywood Video when it closed
down. Why would you even pay $2 for it?
Because you needed to get a certain amount to get the deal.
That was what put you over the top.
I had to get one more, and I was like, fuck it. Fuck. No, actually, I had to get two, so I grabbed that and Be Kind Rewind. Both terrible decisions.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, Roger Ebert and Stephen King as one name is in the chat now.
Oh, no.
They're probably sharing a computer somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Times are tough everywhere.
I thought Stephen King's got that gig writing for Entertainment Weekly now.
Does he? He said that for a while.
My subscription ran out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But
I only get it when I go to the airport.
Why would you get that, though? It's such fluff.
It puts me to sleep.
Oh, well, there you go.
It works. I don't want to get a Maxim and have to read it cover to cover. Or
Esquire. If you're going to actually read Maxim cover to cover, you'd be done with it before even getting on the plane.
It's true. Yeah, that's true.
You'd have to jerk off. You might miss his flight.
I have to read every watch and cologne ad that's in there.
Someone came up with a...
Sample them all. Just rub them on your face.
It's true.
Then you just walk in there and everyone's like,
well, what else am I going to get? You know, like Good Housekeeping, Ebony Magazine? Like, there's nothing at the airport for me besides Entertainment Weekly.
What are you trying to say?
I mean, the people in it are fine.
Why don't you get that Sarah Palin book? That'll put you to sleep.
Oh, that's true. I could do that. If we got it on tape, that'd be great. Does she read it? She's got one of those, like, sexy cougar voices.
Maybe they auto-tune somebody else reading it into her voice.
T-Pain reading her book.
I was going to say we had a suggestion to make a human centipede out of Sid, Paul Masvidal, and the members of Cynic.
No, only from the mouth. Only from the first one.
No, you're going to be the last one.
No, you have to keep all the redigested.
Listening to them is the equivalent of me being the last one.
Is the poop really going to be that bad coming out of the, like, even third person down the road? Because it's digested, and you're going to get, isn't the same, is it going to be the same?
It's even worse.
How is it going to be worse?
It's going to be poop turned into poop.
Because it's like two other people's.
And
but
it's
third-degree poop. Yeah. As a matter of fact, in the movie, the girl that's the back end of the centipede gets blood poisoning and dies.
Oh.
Because she's receiving all the waste.
Thanks for spoiling that one.
I did, sorry.
Nice job.
I actually was going to spoil the ending, which is the reason why I found it depressing was the ending. More than anything else.
That Bruce Willis was dead the whole time?
Yeah. And I didn't pick it up. I was very disappointed in myself.
Nobody was talking to him. I get it now after I saw it.
No, the guy in the front kills himself, and the girl in the back dies from blood poisoning.
But then they all meet in a purgatory that they come into their own mind.
That would be a terrible ending.
So the middle broad has to drag two bodies around by her mouth and anus?
The reason why she has to do that is because the cops come to investigate. They get in, and they have a shootout, and everyone kills each other.
Yeah.
A la,
including the doctor?
Did.
How convenient.
Including the doctor?
The doctor gets shot in the head. Everyone's
like
Reservoir
Dogs, basically.
Yeah, and she's stuck in the middle.
No sequel?
No, there is going to be a sequel.
Human.
There's going to be a sequel, and the director said it's going to make the first one look like My Little Pony.
Oh.
And he made a three-person human centipede to prepare people for what he's going to do next with more special effects and actual gross out instead of implied gross out.
I hope it's a human dolphin.
Imagine.
Because I think they have like 8-foot dongs that grab people off docks and shit.
Do you mean a whale?
I read that
dolphin?
In Maxim. No, dolphins, yeah.
Dolphins have 8-foot. They're not even 8 feet themselves.
No, well, I don't know if it's 8 feet, but it's like super long, and it grabs a dude's leg, a 39-year-old man in Florida, and pulls him off a dock.
Someone got lassoed with a dolphin dick?
It's true. It's true. Next week, I'm going to bring the Maxim that has it, because I still have it in my apartment.
Those pages are probably stuck together. You get a little excited about the concept.
There's actually a drawing of a dolphin dog, and now it's stuck together. I'm sorry.
I've been looking in the wrong seat this whole time. Looking in the wrong
there's
place.
Other dolphins in the sea, Noah.
Do their dicks ever get tangled?
Sure.
Somebody from Greenpeace has to go in there and untie dolphin dicks.
By the way, yeah.
That's why you can't throw the six pop holder rings in the ocean.
The name of our episode is Tangled Dolphin Dick, by the way.
Okay. I'm down with it.
That's also the name of Sean's new favorite band.
Can we hit the MySpace and find out if it's taken?
They'll be playing at the Knitting Factory.
That's right. Good SEO.
Yeah.
Not many tangled by dolphin dicks.
Can we stop talking about it? I'm getting a little turned on.
Oh.
Where's the music?
What? I already played that for the... All right. What are you doing?
I don't know how I should
your
feel right now.
Your
hornet
is buffered.
No.
All right.
That porno grind video that you sent me today had a related video on the side with a band that was called like Filleted Whale Anus or something like that, and I was like, it was actually
what?
Pretty good. It was actually pretty decent.
Buy one of their shirts?
I should. It's actually, they got a good logo. It's a giant A and then like filleted whale anus, like all fed off of the A.
Mm.
It was good.
Isn't fellatio implies a penis, though?
Filleted or filleted?
I don't know, because filleted doesn't have an A in it, so it's got to be something that...
Anus, so the A is for anus, probably.
Right, no, the big A used all three words, so now that I think back, filleted. Yeah, I'd have to look it up.
Hard.
Mm. Yeah, maybe someone in the chat room can dig it up.
But, fellatio is like oral sex on a penis, not... It can't be
analingus. Analingus is what you're
thinking of. Whatever. Okay. So that was our...
Analingus for 400?
Yeah. That was our movie discussion.
That was fun.
By the way, I have a... we should do a movie segment once in a while. I have a theme. You ready?
Yeah.
Let me take you to the movie.
Let me take you to the movie.
I wish Cisco was here again. I miss him.
See, I actually did see Toy Story 3. I know we brought that up, and it was phenomenal.
Shut up.
It was very, very good.
Yeah?
We talked about that last week.
I didn't see it last week.
I don't like it.
I saw it yesterday.
Didn't you say that you watched all the Toy Story movies?
I watched the first two to get ready for the third one, and the third one did not disappoint. Mm. Have you seen any of them?
Yes, I have. I saw the first two. No, I saw the first one.
Well, first of all, the second one blows the first one out of the water.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Is that the one with the cowgirl?
Yeah.
Okay, I've only seen the first one.
The cowgirl. But yeah, the third one is like a fitting end to the trilogy.
I don't like that they've got someone impersonating Jim Varney for the Slinky Dog.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
They didn't
weird.
Just do a Roger Ebert thing where they took audio from all the...
Yeah, but you know what? You don't really even notice it, to be honest.
I think it's the dude that plays that's always in the Adam Sandler movies. That's kind of the Southern drawl guy. He got like cross-eyed. And
yeah, that narrows it down.
Does anyone know what I'm talking about? Like in Waterboy, he was the coach that couldn't really speak English. So
he was on Home Improvement too.
He
was on Home
Improvement. Oh, I know
who
you're talking about.
Tim Allen was also in Toy Story. He's a Buzz Lightyear. But no, it was good. That's my review. But you don't need to see it in 3D. I saw it in 3D. Waste the money.
Really? Okay.
There was no depth necessary for it.
Or take a broad to it.
It's definitely one of those movies you can take a broad to.
Ooh, Sid.
So charming. You inviting me?
You're playing footsie right now.
You're gonna rip a hole in the bottom of the popcorn.
Rip. I don't know about rip a hole. You don't want all the popcorn to fall out.
It's a slit.
It's about the journey, not the destination.
What are you, writing Lost? Get out of here.
Remember that show?
Unfortunately, yes. Won't get into it on the air, but I was very disillusioned with the end of Lost, as Rob will tell you.
It's true, he was. He spent so much time investing in the questions.
Well, I don't want to really get into a long
All right, we'll move on. You can contact Darren at 3D@metalinjection.net if you'd like to talk to him about Lost.
Or don't. Blake Clark did the voice of the Slinky Dog in Toy Story 3. Mm.
Is that the dude from the
Bubble? Yeah.
Is Kristen Schaal in Toy Story 3?
Yes.
Kristen Schaal?
Yes.
Because there was somebody that sounded totally like her.
I don't know who that is.
She was the obsessed fan on Flight of the Conchords.
Oh, yeah, she's funny.
So, beside that...
it's pretty crazy. Toy Story 3.
So, today I joined the community pool in my neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. Is it the one that we passed
it's
by?
Like a bathhouse?
Oh, my God.
It's not a bathhouse. It's a pool. It's a community pool.
It's a
and
pool
like
with
a
bathhouse.
Yeah.
Did you wear your hipster jeans to the pool?
No. It was very awkward. Because first of all, you walk into this place, and like I read a lot of reviews online on Google about it before even like
Metropolitan Bedford.
Yeah, well, way to just give it away, buddy.
Like, what,
right,
I was gonna hunt
right,
you down and wait at the pool.
Yeah, there's gonna
Cuomo,
be pop.
If you want to see a wet robin,
yeah, there's gonna be paparazzos all over now. I can't show my face at the community pool anymore. Thanks a lot, Sean.
Plastic bag on your head with sunglasses.
Oh, great! Now you. You get it by disguise.
Spoiler alert.
Or just wear one of those leather masks.
Yeah, well,
very trendy.
Well, let me tell you, I might have to. First of all, it's like you walk in and it just like it's hotter inside the place than it is outside, and it's fucking hot out.
That's
in New York.
House.
Okay, there was no sauna there.
Is there slutty hipster chicks with hairy armpits?
Well, see, here's the thing. Since it's a community pool, there's certain hours for like different types of people. So, like, if you're a dude, you can only come between, like, a certain, like, two times a day. Like, 2 hours in the afternoon and 2 hours at night.
What's the time for Latino children with oversized T-shirts?
That's all day.
Immediately after. The kids are immediately after the dudes.
Dudes and women can't be there at the same time?
Well, there was a girl there. Like, a woman can come during the men's time, but a dude cannot come during a woman's time. How fucked up is that?
Yeah, that's real life, baby.
Woo! So, and the crazy thing is that, you know, at a pool, you know, there's a locker room, and you got to change into your bathing suit.
Yep.
Why don't you just come dressed in your
Like underneath your shorts.
Okay, but I mean, like, eventually there will be man ass, and boy was there man ass
and blood.
But like, also just like the oldest dudes, and you have to go into the shower before getting into the pool. I never understood that. What's the big deal?
You have to walk through the shower, or you have
or
to
even
actually
take a shower.
You have to like be wet. You have to be like fully wet.
So there's a guy standing there inspecting whether you're
who
wet.
Who is running?
Well, no. When you walk out of the locker room into the pool area,
you're not wet.
The lights don't. No, I didn't know the rules. I just walked out of the pool area.
Like a kid with a hose.
Fucking wet police.
The lifeguard, this woman, comes up to me and she's like, "Oh, you have to go take a shower." Excuse me, man.
Why don't you just go to the sink and like just splash water on your face?
No, you have to be fully immersed in water.
here's
the worst part. I turn into the shower.
You have to be drowning.
It's four like 80-year-old dudes completely naked, except for sandals.
At least you're not going to get athletes.
Yeah. Oh, it was so gross in that shower.
Would it be if they were like 25-year-old dudes?
I guess it is better than it's an old dude.
17.
I don't know. It just totally hit. Like, it was just like a shock. No. I made sure to just look up or like anywhere. But
did you keep your suit on? Did you keep your suit on or did you get
it? Yeah, of course. Oh. But these dudes were
like his boner. You have to cut that shit off.
Look at the elastic strap.
Lemon party.
I have to think of it. They did look kind of.
Was there an Asian
one? Yeah, one Asian.
There totally was one Asian dude. And it's crazy because it's laps. And
yeah, I'm sure you were looking at their laps.
No! I'm talking about the pool now! Not the dude. And so
did you
check
off on a black and white cookie?
There's like a beginning, medium, and like expert level of pool. The pool. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to try the medium. Nope.
Why? Is there a current? What's the deal?
Well, everyone's just doing laps.
Oh.
So,
you know how to swim?
Yeah.
What? Really?
What kind of stroke do you do?
First of all, what? Why are you surprised?
You have one of those kickboards?
No, I know how to swim.
Do you those do doggy paddle?
No, the kickboards.
No, I can do, like, any type of... You name it. No, like, why wouldn't I know how to swim?
I don't know.
Are you
but
a fast
it was
swimmer?
Surprisingly, I realized that I... I started in the medium. Well, I thought I started in the medium, but then I saw I started in the fast one, and then I'm like, all right, let me move to the medium.
Yep.
And I was so out of breath. It was unbelievable. Cause, you know,
were you just like a buoy?
Ocean.
Baba buoy.
Yes. When I swim in the ocean.
Baba buoy.
Baba buoy. On point.
When Rob, if you would have shaved your entire body, it wouldn't have been so hard for you to swim. It
was... Or just one.
Just one vertigo fit?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I ended up in the easy lane, just coasting and realizing how fucking difficult it was.
Did you have a tube?
No, I did not have a tube.
Were people trying to pass you in the slow lane?
No.
Stay on the right, asshole.
But it was so awkward because you really have to, like, think about other people. Like, I'm just used to just, you know, sitting in a pool, not worrying about people passing me.
Splash
or whatever. Yeah. But this was, like, legit. Like, you really have to, like, you know, get out of people's way and shit. Like, if you're not...
Was it strictly a lap pool, or was there, like, a fun time pool area?
Well, if you're in the easy one, you can kind of, like, you don't have to do laps. You can just, like, you know, grab a corner and just hang out for a few
minutes. Hang out for dear life. That's fucked up. The lemon party guy pushes Rob out of the...
Come on, you slow motherfucker!
Which pool had the most pee content in it?
Well, it's one pool. It's just separated into three.
Oh.
Well, Rob was telling me about this last week, and I go, well, aren't you like... Because I have OCD. My first thing is I'm going to be swimming in piss, you know?
Yeah.
So he goes, oh, no, the chlorine takes care of that. I said, what? Really?
Yeah.
Is that really, like, there's no, you can't have any piss on you? What if the guy immediately...
No, you're going to pee on you. Are you kidding me? You just got to sort of ignore that.
I'm not trying to ruin it for you.
It's not ruined at all.
A little pee.
Rob lived in Brighton Beach his whole life.
Yeah,
exactly. He knows all about,
like,
that.
How is it any worse than the sea, you know?
It's not. It's a disgusting thing, too, though.
Yeah, right. Fish pissing that?
But also, it's like, who cares? Like, what's a little urine in the system?
Right, really.
Yeah.
You can't pee on Rob right now.
Do it. I mean, look at all those porns. Those golden shower porns. Like,
I can't believe what you're saying.
How do those people survive? How do
with
those people survive?
I'm not saying it's going to kill you, but it's not good to have piss on all over your body.
No, actually, it's
Darren,
actually
it's very healthy
for you to drink your own pee. No, but not
your own pee.
Your own piss.
But it's waste. I mean, it's coming out of your body for a reason.
Who cares? What's the big deal? Like that's the only, like, wasteful thing that hits your body. Like, when you're outside, what about all the other shit in the environment?
That's not good either, but you can't
Rob,
avoid
don't
that.
Don't scare Darren, because his OCD is going to make him not leave the house.
I'm
going to
piss on Darren.
No, it's not, like,
yeah.
I don't, I just,
do
I don't,
it.
I'm going in pools, too. I don't say that it's, like, clean. I just admit to myself, all right, it's dirty, but I'll deal with it.
You know? You never accidentally got a gulp, like a mouthful of water? That's happened to me, like, 20,000 times.
Yeah, out of a pool, yes.
In a public pool.
Yeah,
so, like, you just kind of just...
Yeah, you just don't think about it. Thanks, Darren.
No, I mean, I don't... Like, you don't have to go as far as not think about it. It's just, like, you know, that's what it is.
Yeah, whatever. I mean,
it's what it is.
People
wait, R. Kelly in the chat room says, pee is a delicious golden nectar. Yo.
Yeah,
it's true.
True.
Especially when it lands on nipples.
All right.
I'll buy that. But, yep.
By the way, I have a number. It's 646-929-1357. Call us and talk about bodily waste.
Wait, so you didn't answer my question. So there's no area for, like, kids to play, like, sharks and minnows?
No, like, there's a designated time for kids to
play. I don't
know,
what if you wanted to play sharks and minnows? You can't
you
ever
can
play sharks and minnows this
place? I don't know if I could show up when the kids are there. I might send the wrong.
No, I just want to play. I just want to play with the toys.
I just want to tag them underwater.
Just wear sunglasses and no one will see
you. Know, we no longer live in an innocent time.
Yeah.
So there's no see you, Rob.
Yeah. Yeah. How about how's those signs going on in front of your place? But is there a diving board?
No, none of that.
Where the fuck is a diving board in this town? Like, I would like.
Why would it be at a public pool? Yeah. Like, I don't.
What?
Know.
What?
Why would they want? That's like such a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Are you kidding me? Every public pool around where I grew up had at least one.
That was like 40 years ago.
That's true. Okay.
Like,
not like high dive. Yeah, well, there was one high dive, but like no, there was some places that had, like, water slide.
Well,
public.
Well, not this place.
Okay. Well, then that was the suburbs, I guess.
It's called Action Park.
There's some kind of action going on.
No, but the thing that I really noticed about the pool was, like, it was much harder to swim in pool water than it is in seawater. Like, your body doesn't move
dense.
As fast.
Because
yeah,
there's no current pushing you.
Well, I guess that's it. But even against the current, it's easy.
Because you don't have the delicious smell of canish luring you back to the shore.
Swim all the way out.
Is it the density or the viscosity?
Watch your tongue, young man. Your parents are listening.
Oh, wait. Speaking of Action Park, do you guys like going to water parks and or roller coaster parks?
I'm not against it.
Do you ride either of those things?
I don't tend to ride the water slides as much anymore now that I'm a fat, hairy old man. But I'll go on
That's not true, chat room. That's not true. That's not true.
I'm not the biggest fan of roller coasters, but I'll go on them.
Can we all go as a family to a roller coaster park?
Let's do it. But
I don't
do it.
Roller coasters.
Why?
What? I never used to, but then I had a girlfriend who like forced me to.
Yeah.
Wait, no, Noah, why don't you do it?
Because I have a neck injury, and I'm not going to aggravate it on a roller coaster.
God damn.
Well, you suck dick. Couldn't that
exactly
aggravate your neck injury?
Exactly.
That's
I do
like
a lot of things with my neck,
do?
And I'm not going to ruin it on a roller coaster.
Saving it for cock sucking. That's what it is.
That is a team player. That she's got her eyes on the prize. It's admirable. Through the fucking roller coasters.
I still a pussy in my ass.
I am. I do have one.
You are what you eat. But,
So then you're a dick, Sean?
Oh!
Yeah, I went there. Sean eats dick.
Standing up for Noah, calling her pretty.
Yeah, I told you he has a crush on me.
I never called Noah pretty. Wait a minute, let's get the facts.
Pretty lame, right, guys?
Right. Yeah, high five.
You just high five yourself.
Hey, they don't go on the radio.
Self high five.
Everyone, give me a high five.
No, I want to ride some goddamn roller coasters. I can't find anyone that likes to ride roller coasters.
But I would say you'd have to take a day off work because I would not want to go during the weekend.
That's fucking fine. I got summer Fridays every other week.
Friday's basically a weekend.
Yeah, I would say
midweek.
Let's do it on a Wednesday. Come right back here. Have roller coaster headaches and just do the show like, oh.
What would you guys come with and hang out or no?
What if we went to a water park?
Of you.
Okay.
Dorney Park. Let's go to Dorney Park, you guys.
I don't know what that is.
Pennsylvania.
That's the one with the water, right?
If we were going to go to any
Hershey Park. Let's go to Hershey Park.
That's far,
Adventure.
Though. Hershey Park is far.
We could go to Great Adventure, and then we could do the safari also.
Yes.
Look at me!
Can you feed him?
Yeah,
do you like throw shit at him?
Yes.
Are you on like a tram that goes in the sky and then?
No, you're in your car. As I recall, I did this with my family like 15, 20 years
Darren,
ago.
Darren, come on, we're doing a show.
You drive down the road in your car, and there's like wild animals running around and shit.
Do they jump on your car and shit?
I want to see monkeys.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was like
throwing shit at
each
other.
I want to see baboons with their swollen asses.
Noah.
And walrus is jerking off.
You're racist. I meant like the animal.
God.
Oh, you meant.
So insensitive. I don't even know where I'm going with that.
Yeah, that's the one.
All right. I think we should.
Wait, can we go to the zoo?
Yeah, can we at least do something? Fucking A, man.
Why don't we do a live remote from the zoo or something? And people can.
Well, we could just. That could be like the behind the scenes.
Only if they have Wi-Fi there at the Bronx Zoo.
God, dork. The Bronx Zoo's pretty far from here.
Yeah, it's in the Bronx.
But it's all the way in the top of the Bronx, like almost Westchester.
Oh, well, no, it's not.
It's a little
yeah,
in the South too. Bronx.
Yeah,
I have
South
a car.
Left. Yeah, it kind of sucks too.
I have a car.
It's all right.
Fine. I'll drive you.
I'm in. Let's go.
And all right, guys, we're gonna go to the zoo.
Can you pick me up?
We'll call it the Jews at the Zoo tour. Plus Sean.
The Jews at the Zoo plus Gloria.
Nellie Bly isn't called Nellie Bly anymore, by the way.
What's it called?
Like Adventurers or something. I don't know, some shitty name.
Has anyone been to the new Luna Park, the new Astroland?
No,
I went by it. I didn't go.
Anywhere. Yeah, but
what are these places?
Astroland, Luna Park, Coney Island.
Oh.
Luna Park.
Do you live in New York?
No.
I live in Brooklyn.
Yeah, it was like at the turn of the century, there was a big theme park called Luna Park there.
Okay.
Then it just has been out of commission for like 50 years. Hmm. And they just opened it with the same name. It's like completely modernized, though.
Gotcha. Right? I did ride that shitty, rickety roller coaster and then went to the sideshow.
The Cyclone?
Yeah.
The shitty, rickety roller coaster?
Come
hey,
on. Look at that.
No Six Flags Great America.
It really
Great
is.
America.
Great America.
We have Great Adventure.
That's stupid.
That fucking thing is
yeah.
Trash. I'm sorry.
Wait, is that what
Great America is? Shit. That's
what? That's what it's called?
North of Chicago, almost to the
you're crazy.
Wisconsin border.
Yeah. You're crazy.
No, it's amazing.
No, you're crazy.
More flags.
Oh,
more
hey.
Fun.
Oh, hey. You know what I realized? If we go during the week, we can just get a Coke can. Don't you get buy one half? Oh no, they don't have that.
Or do they have the shit where like you buy one going free, like someone you get a friend in for free or something like that?
Yeah, that, on the Coke cans, but not anymore.
Yeah,
not
I would hate to get them for free since I'm not going to be doing anything.
We had a
blowing people apparently.
We had a comment. In the chat room that says Rob's pubic hair is America's national zoo.
Ouch.
It's true. It's true.
But I shaved it. So the zoo, first of all, it'd be more like a rainforest.
Zoo
if you want to get your...
Oh, yeah, from all the humidity and sweat, right?
Weird shit swinging from the branches.
Wait, can you cue up the Rainforest Cafe website? That is the exact noises that I hear when I listen to Rob's Bush.
You listen to my...
While you're sitting at Maryland Bedfest.
He bugged your room.
No, I bugged the elastic of your boxers. Mm.
Mm. It happened.
I don't know.
What's going on, guys?
You wanted the website.
Thanks a lot, Sheldon.
Fuck you, Rainforest Cafe.
Totally derailed the show.
Boycott.
Anyway, we're going to go to a music break, I think. I think it's time.
Let's do it.
Music?
Oh, we do have music.
I did. I gave it.
Well, it's a little mix. It's a little mix of things. Try to figure out which is Sean's, which is Noah's, which is mine. We got a little bit of something.
I haven't had like a Sean Palooza in like 3 months.
Hey, guess what? That's what happens when you're a regular member of the show.
Yeah, you're not a guest anymore.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's bullshit.
You jerk. Anyway,
responded to it.
Yeah, 3 kids. Wow, huge. Really did big numbers.
I only have 3 kids listening, regardless.
Wrong. We have at least 9. We're gonna start with Slayer. We're gonna start with Slayer because we just put up live footage of all the Big Four's performances in Sofia, Bulgaria, or something.
So then, why do
and
we have to play
awesome.
Slayer now?
Yeah, don't.
Because I thought so.
Don't. We did Slayer 2 times ago.
Thank you.
Your announcer, Chuck Blandington, reminding you, when I'm not hanging around in men's bathrooms, watching Lars Ulrich watching other people doing cocaine, I'm listening to the Metal Injection Livecast at metalinjection.net/livecast.
And we're back
for hour two.
Hi. The lovely Frank is here. Hi, Frank.
He's so lovely. Welcome. Idiots.
Welcome. There's a bottle of Jack on the table.
Frank brought some whiskey for himself.
And it's Nikki Six good looks.
Nikki Seven. Better than Nikki Six.
Hey, no mocking my cackle.
7.0.
Speaking of cackle, Sid, didn't you say that you heard Rob's cackle?
Oh, yeah, on the Louis show.
Oh, yeah.
FX.
Oh, that's right, because we were in the audience.
You and Darren were at the taping, and you have a very, very loud laugh.
Are you sure?
It sounded like you. I can't be sure.
I'll have to listen back.
It sounded like your particular
maybe
cackle.
Maybe it's just you're so used to watching comedies with me that you were just hearing me laugh.
I don't know. Could just be you cackling.
I got to say, I love the show. I'm a big fan.
Really good.
I have a DVR and I still have to watch
it.
There's two episodes.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't hear the show last week, Rob and I went to see Louis C.K. perform live, and it was used on his show. We're big fans of his.
It's true.
Great comedian.
Mm-hmm. Funny.
Very. So is it going to be like a Seinfeld thing where you get it for every episode?
Mm-hmm.
Where it's just
that
like,
seems to be the format, yeah.
I like that. It's enjoyable.
Was there a lot of bleeping? Lots of censorship?
Yeah. Not a lot. There were some.
But
in the stand-up.
Mm. Was there a lot of S-bombs? Lots of shit?
You're allowed to say shit on
yeah.
FX.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They only bleep the fuck, I think.
Yeah.
I think you're allowed to say shit to a point. I don't think you can say take a shit.
Really?
Yeah.
You can use like an exclamation.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Like, or you're a piece of shit.
But isn't that self-imposed? Like, there's no FCC for that, right?
I guess it's really just advertiser-based, I guess.
Yeah.
It's the same way that you can say damn, but you can't say god damn it.
But I mean, if FX wanted to, they could just say anything they want, show tits or whatever, you know.
They just wouldn't get any sponsors.
In their opinion, they wouldn't.
They'd get GoDaddy.com.
They might get more sponsors.
Well, the thing is, though, that, like, since they're corporate-owned, like, a sponsor could pull out from, like, the entire network of channels like Fox News and stuff, and everyone would get like network pressure.
Yeah, I think that's just
that's really necessary, Sid, right now to have tearing sounds on the show.
Yeah, I'm entertaining myself.
I think that's antiquated.
Why don't you pay attention here, Sid?
I'm hearing every word you're saying. Go ahead, Darren.
Because
thanks,
I think
Sid.
Those advertisers would advertise anywhere that had big ratings. I think that's just like a scare tactic.
Not once the Parental Television Council has something to say about it.
Well, if no one backed down from them, they wouldn't have any weight to throw around.
But then they wouldn't love Jesus.
Right.
Anyway, we have a phone call. What's the area code, Noah?
000.
Oh.
So I guess it's Skype.
Perhaps. Hello, you're on the air. Oh.
Hi, guys.
Yes.
Hey.
Hey, you need to lower your speakers or something.
No, well...
I don't have anything on.
All right, we're good.
It's Jenny, and she has nothing on.
No, yes, I do, Sid.
You just said you don't have anything on.
And then I didn't have anything besides my Skype open.
Oh.
What's up, Jenny? What's the weather like in Ecuador?
It's gorgeous. It's 80 during the day and about 60 at night.
Oh, okay.
Nothing special. Fuck it. Yeah, it's kind of humid, but do you really care?
No.
Jenny, how many boys are at your feet giving you a pedicure right now?
Nobody. I really feel like I missed the ball. I should have lined up some boys to play with while I was here, and I just didn't even think about it.
I was going to say, is there like a Ecuadorian sect of that social network?
Or Spanish?
I don't know.
When she said she missed the ball, I thought she was aiming for the guy's ball and missed.
Fun ball trick.
There's no Ecuador.craigslist.org or anything like that.
I didn't check it out, but I have to say that the caliber of men down here aren't the greatest, so I don't feel like I'm missing out on much.
What kind of guys are there?
Racist.
Are they all shorter than you?
Well, yeah. My family probably makes up 10% of the population here, and we're all very tall and white, and everybody else is very short and brown.
Well, here's the good news, though. They eat a lot of beans down there. So, like, you can just – anything you eat with beans, you can have more ammo to fart on people.
But I don't fart on people. I farted on one boy. One.
Fart
person.
I'm going to fart on you if you don't relax with it.
Hey, now.
I'm going to come fully loaded next time I'm there.
Bring it. Bring it.
Human centipede.
So, Jenny, you're in Ecuador a lot. Is there a reason you're down there now?
Yeah, I'm getting my surgery. I told you guys the other week.
I didn't know you were doing that so soon, though. You went down all the way down there to have surgery?
Yeah, because my dad knows the plastic surgeon. They went to school together.
I don't know, man.
So. Are you getting a good deal? Buy one,
lose, get
one.
I don't really.
Remind me what surgery this is. Just remember. You're gonna wake up without a liver.
it's very legitimate. I'm getting a tummy tuck and I'm getting my thighs done.
Okay.
You got a cat face, you know what
I mean? Yeah. I was gonna come back with a different face or something.
And a dildo
really
coming out for
her. You know what it is? It's one of her boys and they're taking out her farter. He's behind it.
I'm going to be in surgery at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Wow. I guess your parents are supportive of this since your dad hooked it up, right?
Yeah.
Can you live tweet it for us?
He said he doesn't care. As long as I don't touch my face, I can do whatever I want.
What? What does your face have to do with it?
Surgery.
Oh, I see.
Come on. You've seen my face, Darren. I have the face of an angel.
Care to respond to that, Darren?
So when Jenny comes back, she's going to be face of an angel, tits and ass.
And
the doctor goes, sure you want to do this? Because basically you're just going to be tits and ass. And I'm like, yeah, that's pretty much what I'm going for. So go for it. I'm good.
3'7". She's going to have 10 foot stacked on ass. You're not going to be able to walk upright, you realize. You're going to be tipped over.
I don't know how I'm going to. Honestly, I'm a little bit concerned about tipping over at this point, but we'll see.
She's going to be like Eddie Murphy in Trading Places in the cart, wheeling herself along the street.
This is why you need those foot pussies to carry you upright. I was just looking for a reason to say foot pussy.
And feed her grapes.
The funniest place.
The center of a human centipede.
Centipede. I like caterpillar, bro. Caterpillar in no way sounds intimidating.
They become a human butterfly. Fly away.
Not a centipede.
You turn into a human cocoon.
Just like a sexy movie.
Wait. Guys, I want to go to Hershey Park when you go. And I think it should be Hershey Park.
You can totally come when we don't go to Hershey Park. We'll make sure to tell
you. Danny,
you
and I will go to Hershey Park.
You don't go on rides, though.
Is that a euphemism?
I go.
No one goes on chocolate rides. You just said
it.
They do have a pretty kick-ass chocolate ride at Hershey Park. I do go on rides.
Yeah,
we're not talking about your personal life here, Jenny. We're talking about roller coasters.
I want to go on a roller coaster ride, too.
Hey, Corky.
Would you bring one of your boys? One of your man slaves?
No, why?
He could, like, wipe down the seat for you before you get on a ride.
he could be, like, waiting in line. He could be, like, you're standing
while
you're at the bar.
He can catch your puke in his mouth. The ride gets out
of
control.
I don't puke. No, gross. Ew.
You've never puked?
I don't puke on rides.
Jenny only pukes when we go have barbecue food, and then she's in the car.
Oh, that's right. I did. I was puking, like, outside of the car that time. Oh.
We puked on the Lower East Side. Well, she puked on the Lower East Side.
From barbecue?
What was that place that we went to? I forgot.
I don't know. It was really good, but I wasn't feeling good that day. And then I was like, it's just not doing it. So I was parking in the West Village in the middle of the street. It was a good time.
It was a little embarrassing for me.
Noah, did you tell the boys how you embarrassed me the other day?
Let's hear
that. Oh.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Come on, give it up.
When we went to that club and you brought the extremely loud girl.
Oh, to the dungeon.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's not how Noah framed the story.
I didn't embarrass you. You went off to do your own thing.
How did
Noah
embarrass
you? Yeah, I did go up. I did, because when you go to these places, my thing is like, it's not like, hey, Rob, I'm going to a dungeon. You want to come hang out? And she brings two people from Sirius, and they were totally drunk, number one. What?
Are you not supposed to go to a dungeon drunk?
They don't serve alcohol
there. No, but she
was so loud. Yeah, they don't serve alcohol there because there's nudity. And she was so loud, it was embarrassing. And all I was trying to do was watch these three lesbians beat the shit out of another one, and it was really embarrassing.
Yeah, that was the embarrassing part.
Right.
It was embarrassing that her friend was screaming throughout the whole place. But she did get a spanking.
Why was her friend screaming?
She wasn't screaming. She just talks loud. She just has a loud voice.
I was on the second floor, and I could hear her on the first floor.
That's
so
because there was like three people there.
It's some dungeon, man.
Did the serious chick do any sexual activity?
She was the one that paddled that old guy.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, she paddled the guy.
Anything else?
No, I don't know if she did anything else besides embarrass me and ruin my night.
Now, embarrassed you. Were there other people at the dungeon like, Jenny, who are these people? You brought this to the classy establishment.
I can't paddle anyone with this noise going on.
How am I supposed to shut up? Jeff's
yelling.
I can't even focus. My sphincter is out of whack.
I can't even push out a foot. God damn it.
There's spasm. There's fucking spasm.
I'm totally incontinent. I can't listen to anybody.
Boy, where's my boy?
It was fun, though. Whatever.
What?
No! The dark music! It's not sexy at all.
Put away that after dark music!
More butterscotch enemas.
Nice.
That's tasty. True story.
Okay, where do we go from there, right, guys? Okay,
we,
Jenny,
I go to bed because I have to be up at 5 for my surgery. But have a good show.
Good luck.
Hopefully
good luck.
We all go to plan.
Good luck.
I hope you come back with two kidneys
and one giant.
No, I come back with just boobs and ass and my head.
She'll be a boob
clock. I hope you're ready for me to just be naked all the time with my new body.
When are we not ready for that?
She's right now. She's
his eyes bulge out of it.
No, it's
it was like a.
Yeah. Right now she has 2 H cups, but she's going to come back with 1 giant W.
No!
Just a human beanbag, boobs and butts.
All right.
All right. All right. Thanks for calling in, Jenny.
Bye. Have a good show.
Nope.
Thanks.
Good
nope. All right. Let's get our other caller online. He's been patiently waiting.
Man, this show for a while.
Are you there?
Hello.
Oh, hello.
What's on your mind?
You've been waiting for 20 minutes, and that's all you got?
Do you want to comment on the last caller?
No. Okay. Well, what you're doing in the first part of the show was quite. To say, not so adult.
It was not so adult? You're saying we're immature?
Kinda.
I thought adult means dirty.
Shlomo, what's with all that heavy breathing?
Yeah, are you turned on?
L-O-M-O. No. Yes.
Are you masturbating right now?
No, I'm not. No, I am not.
You offended him.
Are you defiling yourself?
I think so. No, I'm not.
Are you part of asphyxiating yourself with your face?
Of course. What?
I don't even know which one is the real.
Which is a sad one. Which is
almost like a fever nightmare.
Sensory overload.
I'm not.
Was that him or was that Soundboard?
That was a Soundboard.
I think I was trying to say Amon Amarth.
All right, Shlomo, let's wrap it up.
Whatever.
Okay,
well, but do you have any final thoughts?
Of course.
I don't know if that's him or not.
I don't really have much to talk about.
This has just been all sound for us.
Yes.
Oh, it's not even
I don't have much to talk about.
Okay.
So why are you calling? What's the point of calling in? Just to tell us that we were immature in the first hour?
Oh, well,
You already,
you already have a soundboard.
Funny.
See, you're famous now, Shlomo. We've made you into a sound clip.
Wait, now is that the soundboard?
That's not the soundboard.
Awesome, town.
Okay, cool. All right, Shlomo, thank you for calling in and letting us know you're still alive. We were kind of worried the last few weeks. Where were you? Was it some Jewish holiday?
No, it was. I was on a different forum.
You were on a different forum?
Which forum? Which is more active?
Oh,
a different forum.
You were listening to a different podcast?
Oh, he was on a different
forum.
Place that accepts him for forums and his copy and pasting off Wikipedia.
Wait, did you say poems or porn?
Forum. F-O-R, forum. Forum, like mental condition forum. Forum.
Was at the podiatrist.
Good corn.
He was on Goyim.
F-O-R-U-M. Forum. Forum. Forum.
Any clearer than the word.
Forum.
F-O-R.
F-O.
No, you're foreign.
F-O-U-O-M. Forum.
F-O-U-O-M?
F-O-U-O-M.
Forum. Forum. F-U-R-O-M.
It's Shlomo. Happy forum.
Forum. No, it's a...
L-O-M-O-C-H-O-I-N-G. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, the other caller needs to call back. We were just going to pick up on you. Is it 813?
Yeah, 813.
813, call back. That was This Week in Shlomo.
That was the most disturbing call. I had no idea which was the soundboard and which was him.
I almost felt a little dizzy.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, where's that coming from?
What was he referring to in the first hour, saying that you were immature?
Everything.
We were talking about
him at Centipede, and dutying in
Roger
people's mouths. Roger Ebert.
This is Roger Ebert.
Maybe we thought we were making fun of his voice when we were doing the Roger Ebert voice.
No, he doesn't sound like a computer. Sounds the furthest thing away from
I wish I'd sound like a computer.
Of course.
No! The call is coming from inside the house.
Awesome.
So did that guy call back or not?
No.
No.
All right, we're going to move on.
Okay.
Let's discuss that CNN article, Rob. Why don't you give us the lowdown on that?
Well, you read this.
Well, it's right in front of you. Give us the first couple of paragraphs.
Well, the basic gist is that in China, there are these business owners that hire white people.
They rent them.
They rent them to pretend that they work for their company to give them, like, international prestige.
Just like credibility among the locals. Like, hey, here's a white guy that works there.
Here's our U.S. rep. And it's usually just like an English teacher or something like that that just needs like a few hours. It's basically like a hooker, but without the sex. It's like a hooker
gig. And you can see China.
I'm not interested.
Well, these people already live in China, so you'd have to move there.
If I could move there and just get paid to hang around at offices and do nothing...
Yeah,
I'm
and it's crazy.
So I sort of already get paid to do that. So.
Oh, we do have the caller again.
Maybe it's a Chinese person.
Whoa. 813? You're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Aaron, and I'm from Florida.
What is it? What's your name?
Aaron from Florida.
I've called before in, February.
In February?
Yeah. I called. I was the one you tried to hook Nina up with.
No, that was the one that you're the one that Sid tried to hook Nina up with.
Was it?
I had nothing to do
with me. That was. I think you might have been Rob.
Well, I had nothing to do with it.
How did that work out for you guys?
Not so well.
Not so well. So what's up? Why are you calling in? Do you have a reasoning?
I have a question, actually. One of my friends and I listened to the show, and we were having this somewhat hardcore discussion on how metal's been over-generalized so much because you can't listen to something without the genre having seven names, or bands have been argued about with genres, and we decided since we listen to you guys all the time, we'd get your opinion on it.
Wow.
We don't have opinions.
So our opinion on the over-genrification?
Yeah, how you listen to a band and someone says that's death grind supercore or something like that, when it can't just be you can't just have death metal anymore, you can't just have power metal anymore. It's got to have six names with it.
Right.
Because things have to be so specific.
Why do we even need death metal and power metal? Can't it all just be rock music, and if you like it, you like it, and you don't need a preconceived notion of what it's supposed to sound like beforehand?
No.
Well, what I was thinking is that bands nowadays get labeled so much because I've been to a Black Dahlia Murder show, and everyone there was I love this band, they're deathcore, and I was just what on earth are you talking about? It seems like any band that comes out now is going to be just glumped together with something else because Black Dahlia came out around the time some deathcore was coming out, so that way they're automatically a deathcore band because that's who they were with. It's you can't be your own thing. It depends on what's around at the time. You automatically get labeled something.
Ultimately, it's very subjective. It's just based on what the person thinks it is. There's no right or wrong answer. And I think what it really is just there's so much variety in metal and I don't want to say experimentation, but people are just trying different types of stuff where it could be classified as more a power metal thing or a deathcore thing or a grind thing. So when people mix certain influences, people are it's kind of grind and it's kind of death and it's got that one power metal part. So it's pseudo death, neo grind, power metal. Right?
Yeah, I think real reason is...
But ultimately I feel it doesn't matter. What matters is that it sounds good. Right?
Yeah.
Sound good anyway.
To you. Again, it's subjective.
Yeah, but my opinion is most important to me.
To you?
Yeah.
There you go. So the answer you're looking for is what matters to you, man?
No, what matters to Sid?
Oh, okay.
Well, do you think that people, the fact that it's over-generalized makes people way too closed-minded? Oh my God, one person called them deathcore, so I must hate them now.
Metal in general is a very elitist type of genre.
That's what I was going to say.
And somebody feels that they're really cool because they know of this band that their dumb friends in high school who listen to Paramore don't know about. And
that's
then
not just metal. That's punk rock. That's indie rock.
Well, yeah, it's any sub genre, any not mainstream
Everybody
thing.
Wants
so,
I will be on the side that I love genrefications because I know then that's what it is. I know what I like and I know what I want to listen to. If someone says that it's this, this, and this, I'll be pass.
But there's you like grind, right?
Yeah, I love it.
But isn't there bad grinds?
Yeah, that's why I
and
like it.
And do you love it?
I love the adding more things onto it so I know exactly what we're talking
about. Oh, it's neo grind.
Yeah.
Cooler.
I mean, 80% of porno grind bands suck balls. So if someone says, this is porno grind, and we're just saying, this is grindcore.
What the hell is porno? What the hell does that even
mean?
We'll
talk about it afterwards. But I mean, that specific example.
So. Frank, do you have any input on the matter?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, cool. No.
Well, I mean, I ultimately think that the labels don't really matter. And,
yeah.
Someone once said that it was the media that originally gave this frenzy fire, which I kind of agree with. Mm-hmm. But in the end of the day, I think that we should be considering ourselves pretty lucky that we work in an industry or listen to music that has so many, genres and subclassifications. You look at rap and it might have five. you look at hip-hop, it might have, like, four different classes. I mean, like, metal, there how many? It's like 30 fucking subgenres.
But after a while, isn't it just splitting hairs anyway? I mean,
yeah,
you could,
that's why. Yeah.
It's like every band could be their own genre. I mean, hip-hop or all these other overarching genres could do the same thing if they wanted to.
Right, but I think it's just a testament to people being really creative within a larger, broad genre, which is metal, ultimately, you know?
I think it just works in conversationally. That, you know, if I was going to tell you and describe a band, instead of saying, like, it's a band that sounds like this band mixed with this other band, you know, I can narrow it down for you.
But after a while, it's just, you don't even have to listen. You can just see what the genre is. Like, all right, I know what that sounds like.
I like
on.
Them. Give me a shirt.
Yeah. And
now,
you don't have to listen to anything.
Aaron, I just want to have one question for you now, okay? Yeah. All right. How dare you? How dare you bring this live cast to a music discussion? What do you think, this is a metal website?
Dick joke. I need dick jokes.
How dare you? Let's go back to the human. Anyway, thanks for calling in, Aaron. That was fun.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to move on.
I needed that. That was a palate cleanser.
I like that. You should have something like that every week. I like that.
Yeah, okay.
That was good. Well,
Aaron, come up with a question for next week, too.
Yeah.
Who do we got on the line now, Noah?
What call are we taking?
847.
847.
It's me. It's me.
No. It's not him.
847?
Yes.
Crazy.
Who's this? Hello?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Is this Mr. Gressens? Am I saying that right?
No, yeah. Crazy Eyes. Crazy Eyes.
Oh.
It's Sean's parents calling in.
Oh, I see where you get it from, Sean.
These are my folks. Hey, Mom.
He had some good conversations, man. We're a big fan. We listen all the time. It's our first time calling.
I just want to say that you've done a terrific job. Sean has excellent posture.
Yes, he does.
Mm-hmm. Clearly he flosses.
Listen to every word you guys say.
Thank you. How did you feel about the human centipede discussion?
Oh, we like that. We like that.
Yeah.
Like the human beanbag.
How about tetanus, though?
Because Sean told us before the show started that you were listening, and I said, I have to block this out of my mind when we talk about human centipede. And it worked. I didn't remember that you were listening. So now I'm really embarrassed.
Well, you never know. Tell us about tetanus. I want to know about tetanus. Anybody know about tetanus?
Tetanus? No. Yeah, I got a shot when I was
a kid.
Here's what I want to ask you.
Yeah, that's cool. Me too.
is she on the same show?
I don't think so.
I wanted to ask her, how do you guys feel about Sean being such a spawn of Satan with his metal? Whoa, what's going on? With his metal music and his black shirts and his short hair. How do you guys feel about
tattoos.
That? His tattoos.
What shirt?
I think it's just. Just something he's doing in the face.
He's going to get over it.
If you guys had your way.
He's going to grow out of it.
He doesn't really like these fans.
No, he's just trying to be cool.
Yeah. It's all
but
the ruse.
It's like how back when you pretended if you pretended to like Foghat just to get your wife.
Yeah.
I really like Foghat.
Yeah, I really like that.
This family loves Foghat.
Yeah, actually, I love Foghat also. That's just the first family came to mind. I'm sorry, Foghat, if you're listening.
Do you guys listen to metal, too?
America's
you guys
really
all...
That's right.
Wait a second. We're big Clash fans.
Yeah, what's...
Wow.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
But, no, my mom's actually... She's really big into Cannibal Corpse. Lately.
New
wow.
Cannibal Corpse?
Yeah, she's got the Eagles Live DVD and then Cannibal Corpse. That's really what she kind of listens to.
It's only playing the cat.
We let you go. Can you cuss on the radio for us?
Me?
Yeah, you.
You don't need to say what I always say? No.
Yeah,
I radio.
Like with the FCC?
I don't say that in public.
This is the internet. There's no FCC jurisdiction.
Oh, we're also simulcast on 93.7.
Oh, yeah, right. WINJ. I forgot.
Tell us something really embarrassing about Sean that we wouldn't know otherwise.
Oh. Yeah. This is what we need to know.
No.
Give us the dirt on Sean. Did he have problems pooping as a child? What?
True.
Give us something.
I did.
One of my other kids. It was one of his sisters.
Yeah, it's one of the other kids. Yeah. They wet the bed? Wet the bed? Any bed wetting?
No.
He's
the baby.
Oh.
Hey, how's the baby?
Did you have to wear a sister's
We say that all the time, like, Sean, you're such a baby. Grow up a little. Come on.
Yeah, that's what his sisters tell him all the time.
Yeah.
Maybe you need to get to the next caller. We don't want to pick up time.
What
so
about
the America?
Wrapping up.
Wraps it up for us. Thank you. Mom, can you cuss once, please, before you get off the phone? Nice try.
All right, great.
Calling in.
All right,
calling in.
Guys, night.
Have a good night.
What's the point? All right, 602, is that 602 or 502? I can't see. It's a little far.
JCVD sparring partner Renee wants to know if your parents know how magnets work.
By the way, my mom's
right, you said 602?
602, yeah, it's you. What's your name and where are you from? I'm guessing Texas.
Right. No, actually, I am from Arizona.
Why do you sound like a southern Brit? Did you sing Roger Ebert's voice machine?
It's very, very hard to explain. Just...
You're originally from the UK.
Is this Robert Pattinson?
No, this is not Robert Pattinson. Robert Pattinson can suck my cock for all I care.
Oh, it'd be great.
Say that again, but slower.
Actually, I was calling to play a little game of Would You Rather.
Okay.
Okay, this is returning to the first hour. So,
right on.
Would you rather be first off,
can we get your name?
Oh, I go by Wasted Lights on the forums.
Okay. All right. Wasted Lights. Would we rather?
Would you rather be part of the human centipede, or would you rather be lassoed by a dolphin dick?
Oh, lassoed by a dolphin dick, 100%.
You know my answer. Dolphin dick.
I'm going to go with a dolphin dick.
Yeah, because you'd live through that.
Yeah.
Fight your way out of it.
What was the first one? I wasn't paying attention.
Being part of the human centipede. No, there's very little that you could offer me that I would not accept over being part of a human centipede.
Yeah. Pay attention. What about Darren? Tickets or being part of a human centipede?
I would just sell them. Well, that's not a
no, no, you would have to go to
every
game.
That doesn't bother me. I'd root against them.
Okay,
yeah.
Fine.
It's all I got. Damn it. Version, though. I watched the game.
Wearing a Yankees uniform.
To a Met game.
To a Met game. Or being a human centipede.
Of course I would wear the Yankees uniform. I'm not going to die from it.
You're not playing into the character we have set up.
Kissing George Steinbrenner's ass.
Sorry, I'm not.
I'm not being a human centipede.
I'm not supporting the lies you tell about me every show. Okay.
The lies.
Right, that's very, very interesting.
Wasted? Wasted life.
If you do it in a voice, or is this his real voice?
I can't.
Is this a real voice?
It's a pretty good accent, if it's fake.
What's with your voice?
Were you originally from the UK or what?
He's hearing impaired.
Oh, but.
What? Hello?
Hello? You broke
up. My family is British.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, your family is British? Were you born in Phoenix or were you born in Britain?
Yeah.
Yeah, to what?
Do those cops keep trying to deport you?
I was born here in Phoenix, right? So.
God, that sounds foreign. Let's throw him over the water here.
So wait, you were born in Phoenix, but you still have the accent. How is that?
Man, fuck borders.
My family is British. Duh.
You didn't lose the accent?
Yeah, but like,
maybe
he's
raised in a commune.
Were you homeschooled? Like, don't you, like, when you went out of your house, people don't speak with an accent.
Maybe he's only British when he's drunk.
Say porridge.
It's like you're only gay when you're partying.
Say porridge.
Why do you want me to say porridge?
Porridge.
You're from Arizona, right?
Say porridge.
Let me ask you a question.
Corn
or tortillas?
All right, let's wrap it up.
All right.
I'm back on the phone. Wrap it up.
This is the first time you've called in, so usually we give away a free CD to our first time
caller. Wait, do my folks get a CD?
Yeah. No.
Nightwish.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
no,
we'll give them
they're affiliated with Metal Injection.
Yeah, you can be affiliated. So if you want to send Rob Injection a private message, I'll give you a link to what we have for giveaways, and you can pick a CD that we'll send you for free.
Oh, okay.
Do you like free CDs? Do you like free CDs?
I like free CDs. That means I don't have to
pay
for
it. Say porridge.
In my accent or in my...
In your goddamn voice.
Wait. I got something better. Now, why don't you do your imitation of an American accent? Or do your imitation of, like, the Brooklyn guy.
All right. Hey, what's going on, Marty? Give me a slice of that pie right there.
Marty?
I don't know, Marty.
First of all, you stay away from my friend Marty. He's a treasure.
That wasn't bad, though.
Yeah, it wasn't bad at all. It's pretty good. You should keep trying to do that so that you fit in with the rest of frickin' America.
But he's in Arizona. No one talks like that.
Yeah, that's not America.
Yeah, how do people in Arizona talk?
In Spanish.
Give us your Arizona accent.
People talk in Spanish here in Arizona.
Do you know any Spanish? And follow-up question, do you speak Spanish with an English accent? ¿Dónde
no,
está?
I speak Spanish with an English accent. That just sounds fucking weird.
That would sound fucking weird, I know.
Speak us some Mexican.
Sexo?
Sexo.
Do you know any Espanol? Can you give us any Espanolian lines?
Oh, papas fritas. That's fries.
Isn't that your favorite band, Sean?
That's true. Yeah.
That actually was a band.
Papas fritas?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you very much, and have a good noche.
All right. Peace out.
Akur.
Good noche. Are we on the same here, guys?
Yeah, buenas noches.
Are you guys doing Sean and Sid Injection, or?
And Frank.
Frank's there.
Frank's your special guest this week?
Yep.
Frank doesn't have a mic.
We're at the growing up stable.
Alright, thanks for calling in. Is he gone?
Alright, later.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Speaking of free shit, before I forget, next week, chat room and listeners, make sure to call in because I'm bringing a bunch of free metal shirts.
What sizes?
Mediums and smalls. Maybe one large.
And you get Sean's stink on them.
Yeah, well, they've been washed a couple of times.
Some of them have been used as Sean's cum rags.
It's true.
True?
It's true.
You can have Sean babies.
There's one, I think it's in a Life Once Lost shirt that's so stiff you could put a lamp on top of it. All right. Yeah. But call in. For sure. And some of them are brand new, too. If I bought them at, like, a show and they didn't fit, I have them. So,
that's it. You're done.
What do I do?
eBay.
Oh.
We're gonna play checkers.
Cut them into deep V's and like have like kind of like frills going on.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
Turn them into halter tops.
That's what I was implying.
Oh.
So we forgot to say this earlier, but we do have some user submissions this week.
User submissions.
We still don't have a theme. A user has to create a user submission theme.
Do it, Imperion.
Come on, no, a person that listens to our show, not Frank.
Frank doesn't listen to this show.
Frank's other name is Imperion.
That's his nickname.
You're like that guy Pink Floyd.
It's not really a nickname, because it's longer than his real name by like three syllables.
Still. All right, this one is from Cross-Jointed. It's Say Yes to Yaz. It's a little long.
I am six sperm. He's so strong. He can bust in a girl's forehead. And it will make a baby in her nostril and only take 3 months to be a baby. And baby becomes 2-year-old weightlifting champion in Olympics.
Better than nothing.
Somebody gonna get pregnant. Somebody gonna get pregnant.
Somebody gonna get pregnant. Somebody gonna get pregnant. Somebody gonna get pregnant. Somebody gonna get pregnant. Somebody gonna get pregnant.
Somebody gonna get pregnant.
Somebody gonna get pregnant.
Fishhook abortion. Iron sheik sperm is so strong, he can bust in a girl's forehead, and it will make a baby in her nostril, and only take 3 months to be a baby. And baby becomes 2 year old weightlifting champion in Olympics.
Better than nothing.
Somebody gonna get pregnant. 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 Somebody gonna get pregnant.
Somebody gonna get pregnant.
Somebody gonna get pregnant.
Fishhook abortion.
That was actually a cancer scare joint. There's been a few submissions. Interesting.
I could see that being a big club banger.
Yeah. Cancer Scare actually put out a new CD of these parodies on the forum.
Uh-huh.
Here's another one of Fucking and the Bullshit. All right, that was that. And then he did one, a short one called Breakdown. By the way.
Big fan of all of that.
Yeah.
Me, Reiki, Reiki.
So where's the one that this guy sent that he keeps complaining about?
He can't send me a proper link to it. So it's...
There's plenty of other Wednesday night podcasts.
Mm-hmm. Wait, we have
doing.
Competition?
No. I meant livecast.
Is there a lot of live?
No, like, you know, in the... coming week.
Oh, you mean we're going to do another show in the future that you can send it to us?
Yeah.
All right.
If it doesn't make it over this time.
I'm subtitling Noah for this.
Yeah, it sounded like you were being
Thanks.
Sarcastic.
No.
I'm a sap. That's what I am. I'm a sap.
What?
Did you just burp?
No, it was me.
Oh. You're very gassy.
Well, I don't understand why, like, you sounded so shocked that Noah would burp.
No, I wasn't shocked. I wasn't paying attention.
Uh-oh. Yes.
Uh-oh. That's great when women can burp.
I've burped in front of people.
Yeah, I know.
What was that phrase on You Can't Do That on Television that made him get slimed?
I don't know.
Yeah.
That was it, right? Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And if they said water, they'd get water poured on them.
Oh, that's right. I always liked when they're in the lockers.
And yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I thought a young Alanis Morissette was very attractive.
Little horse.
Congratulations.
Face.
You won.
Oh,
I
wow.
prefer the horse. Face.
Do you?
I finally got the song, Cheek of Destruction.
Okay. Roll it.
It's give it a few seconds, Darren. All right, this is the internet. Things don't happen overnight.
If you don't go down that water slide one more time, you're going to stay stuck.
No. What is it?
It's not me.
When you press the button first.
That's it might be a pop-up ad. Sorry.
Sure it is. What are you watching?
I have no idea where that came from.
Right, yeah, naked children in a pool.
All right, I got it.
I'm trying to play it now. Sorry.
This is Chic. Where is it? Hold on.
Way to go, Robba. All
right, I got it.
Wait. Stop it. Because the Block Talk Bay is going to talk over it.
So just mute the computer sound.
Why?
What's that face mean?
All right. Now
okay, go ahead.
Get the fuck out of my studio. Kicked my dog. I like that ending, but
yeah, when the fucks came in, it picked up a lot.
That was fantastic.
I was a cringe-jointed.
Cringe?
Cross-jointed.
How'd you get Grinch at a cross?
Cringe, I don't know.
China-jointed.
He was trying to say human centipede.
Yeah. Caterpillar.
All right, human caterpillar.
If you missed it, somebody's going to get pregnant.
Yeah, it's the new Sean soundbite.
Who knew?
Somebody gonna get pregnant.
It's his entrance music.
It's my did I do that?
That like yeah, if we ever have a sitcom,
right.
it's like oh, we're going on now.
Somebody gonna get pregnant.
And then the credits roll. There's like that freeze frame.
Let me go high five.
Except no.
Good thing nobody heard what you just said.
Oh,
say it again. Sorry. No sound.
Because Darren's applause.
I said, are you going to turn?
No, I'm not.
I'm paranoid now. I said no would be the only one not high-fiving because she knows she'd be the one getting pregnant.
Oh.
So we have the full house.
You have the sitcom. Oh.
I'll make sure to start shoving coat hangers into my vagina now.
We can try to make throat babies.
We can't do that.
How do you know?
Let's
find try.
Who's chewing on
my...
Sean. Sean.
I wasn't paying attention.
Sean, what do you have to say about chewing on Mike?
Mike's a really good guy.
Yeah.
Chew on him.
Chewing on Big Black Mike?
It's your catchphrase. Say your catchphrase.
Somebody going to get pregnant?
You know
where you're
putting yourself. High five for yourself. People won't know. Look.
All right. Thanks,
everybody. High five
all around. I feel that cheapens it.
Metal Injection Livecast is filmed in front of a studio audience.
A live
it's gonna
studio.
Get
Frank is our studio audience. He's in the studio and he's our audience. It works.
And
right?
He's doing a rain dance, which is why sounds like it's raining.
That was just me chilling, Stuart.
Frank played Imperion in this episode.
Special guest star, Frank as Imperion.
We use theme music.
As the days go by.
Oh, Jesus.
We have terrible rhythm.
The family.
Right, guys?
Rob's getting a phone call.
I think it's time to get going.
Let's wrap it up.
Rob's drug dealer is here.
All right, that's our show, everybody. Thank you for listening in. Join us again next week when we will be on the air talking about penises, asses, pussies, and foot pussies.
And giving out free shirts.
Giving out free shirts. There's going to be talking. This is the first livecast I've done in a while where I've been sober the entire time.
Wow. Why?
I have no idea.
You're trying to say people wouldn't want shirts with my stink on?
See you next week, everybody!
Of course.